Well, everybody just finished eating. I mean, everybody was completely done. And Selena got up. She said, "Oh, my, we're full." And everybody said, "Yeah, yeah, we know. Well, you eat everything that's on your plate plus three other plates. You shouldn't be eating that much, Selena." She said, "Oh, I have to eat." She said, "That's what gives me the energy to keep going and keep doing things." And everybody looked at each other and said, "Yeah, yeah, we know. But you don't need to eat three, four, five helpings at a meal. You need to kind of slim it down. Look, did you notice anything about you?" And Selena kind of said, "Well, what?" And she looked down at herself a little bit and saw herself over there in the reflection of one of the pictures with glass on it. And she just stood there and looked in at herself and thought, "No, I don't see anything different or anything unusual. Are you trying to say that I'm putting on weight?" "Oh, no, no," they said, "no, you're not putting on weight, but I just want you to look at your belly. That's all we want you to do." So she looked down and said, "Yeah, what about it? Do you notice anything?" "No." "Well, what's all that stuff protruding out?" "Oh, that, you mean that? Oh, well, that happens all the time. I eat everything on the plate. You know, so if there's silverware on the plate, I'll eat that too. It doesn't matter. Napkins, I'll eat the whole works. It doesn't matter to me." That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. You don't need to eat four or five helpings of food plus everything that's on the plate, to include forks, knives, napkins, whatever there might be. You know, you don't eat those little plastic containers. You don't eat that. "Well, I do. I've been eating them all along. It's never bothered me one bit. I know I'm a little noisy when I walk, but that doesn't matter. I mean, if I like it, who's to complain?" "Well, I hope you know that the people here at the restaurant don't appreciate their silverware going out the door. I just want you to remember that and keep that in mind." "Well, I've thought of that, but, you know, nobody's ever said anything." "Well, they didn't see it. You had your coat on." "Well, I'm going to keep eating like that if I want, and that's all I'm going to do, so it's up to me." "Oh, we know it's up to you. And if that's what you want to do, you go ahead and keep doing it. And you know what?" "What?" "From this time on, we're not going to say anything. You just go, you do what you want." So she said, "Okay, I'm going to do anything I want," she said. "I'm just going to go eat anything I want and whatever I want." Well, that's just what she wanted to do. So everybody dispersed. They all went home. They all went their own separate ways. And they didn't even talk about coming together again next week to join together to have a nice meal here at Buckeye Jim's. They didn't want to do that. They just didn't want to get together. I think it's because of Selena. They were embarrassed. She ate everything, and sometimes she'd walk past a table on her way out and actually pick up a plate, a small little saucer-type plate. You know, somebody may have put maybe their tea bag on it or something like that, and a small spoon, and she'd take it all and just eat the whole thing before she got out the door. Everything went down. Well, they were embarrassed. I mean, can you imagine that? Didn't bother Selena, for whatever reason. But, you know, there was something that she didn't tell everybody. And it was almost every night now for the last week, week and a half. She was getting stomach cramps. And really think about it, who wouldn't? But she was getting these cramps that were just unbearable. And she thought, "Well, maybe I just better not drink so much soda." She thought she was drinking too much soda. That was the problem, she thought. I think she had it all mixed up. Something wasn't right, that's for sure. Well, she decided to go to the doctor, but put it off because she had a banquet to go to. Well, when the banquet was done, she felt even more miserable. "Oh," she said, "oh." Well, you can imagine how much she ate there. It wasn't just one or two, three, four helpings, and everything extra included. I'm sure she had a whole ton of stuff. No wonder she was walking so slow. Wow. She did go to the doctor eventually, and the doctor looked right at her and said, "I can tell you right now, Selena, we have an issue, and that's got to stop." And she said, "Well, what are you talking about?" He says, "Have you ever walked past a magnet? I mean, a big magnet? I mean, one that can draw you right in, like over there at that ironworks factory. Have you ever been by an electromagnet? an electromagnet that will pull you in? No, I've never been near one. I didn't think so, said the doctor. And don't. Not for the next 6 weeks. I want you on a strict diet. Nothing but milk, water, and toast. For how long? Well, we'll make it a week and a half. It's a special one for just for you. Why? Why? Well, you've got to clear yourself out. You've got too much iron in your system. That's the problem. Too much metal jingling and jangling. Did you hear a lot of jingling and jangling? Yeah. Well, what did you think it was? Well, how do I know? Well, it was because of everything you eat. Think about it. Everything you eat. I don't know. I don't look at everything I eat. I just eat. In any case, just watch yourself, okay? For the next week and a half, milk, water, and toast. Leave it at that. And you're going to be feeling a lot better, I guarantee. And just leave the silverware alone. Don't eat this. But I like this silverware. You leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Oh, that's what's going to have to be. If you want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, you leave the silverware alone.
Oh, okay.
So she agreed. And that's how it was. After that week and a half, she felt better than ever. Never felt better. It was just amazing how well she felt. She said, this is going to be my new diet. Normal food, no more silverware, no more napkins, no more plastic dishes, no more plastic cups. It's all going to be regular, real-life food, and I'm going to love it, and it's going to work. I know it will, because I feel so good. I'm going to feel like this all the time, and that's just what happened. From that day on, she ate only normal food, healthy foods, and felt better every day. Every day she felt perfect. She felt better. Now she felt good. She felt better. 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 She felt better.